13,000 orders poured in, despite a price tag as high as a house. If you enjoy these deep dive analyses, hit that like button and subscribe to our channel. You will be among the first to see these captivating videos as soon as they are released. Welcome to Expand Knowledge. Currently in 2026, we are witnessing a massive shift in how automation enters our daily lives. To truly understand this moment, we need to look at where this company came from. For over a decade, UbiTech built heavy industrial machines designed strictly for factory floors. Their robots worked inside dark manufacturing plants, carrying auto parts, inspecting assembly lines, and welding metal frames for hours without rest. They are strong, precise, and completely devoid of human charm. In 2025, they sold around 1,000 units of their industrial model, the Walker S. Almost nobody outside the auto industry knew their name, and no one expected them to build something for the home. When this factory-focused firm announced a consumer humanoid, the industry barely paid attention. For years, major tech centers in America, from Silicon Valley in California to robotics labs in Waltham, Massachusetts, operated on a single core belief. Engineers at American companies like Tesla or Boston Dynamics believed a home robot must earn its keep through physical labor. It had to fold laundry, wash dishes, clean floors, and navigate messy rooms safely. Building a machine to handle complex household chores was considered the ultimate technical barrier, one that experts estimated was still 10 years away. UbiTech looked at that high engineering wall and decided to take a completely different path. Instead of spending billions to solve household chores, they asked a question almost no one else was asking. What if people do not care whether a robot can clean their house? What if they simply want a machine that stays nearby and talks to them? While American developers focused on physical productivity and utility, this Chinese firm decided to target human emotion. They gambled that companionship was a market with no emotional ceiling, believing people would pay premium prices just to avoid feeling alone. It was a bold wager that bypassed traditional utility to address emotional absence directly, setting up a clash of philosophies between productivity and presence. The viral misunderstanding and its limits. On June 30th, 2026, UbiTech officially launched the U1 humanoid robot in Shenzhen with a flashy stage demonstration. Instead of moving heavy crates or tightening industrial bolts, the robot danced alongside a human performer to showcase fluid movement and natural posture. The imagery was carefully crafted to signal a shift away from factory labor toward domestic companion life. The machine was designed to maintain conversations, and emotional cues through facial expressions, and offer constant presence in a living room. However, the price tag stunned the market, ranging from $130,000 to $146,000. Most industry forecasts predicted complete commercial failure for such an expensive machine with no practical utility. Surprisingly, over 13,000 confirmed orders arrived on the very first day, sending company shares soaring. The internet instantly labeled the U1 as a revolutionary dating robot designed for romantic partnership. But as we look closer at the actual hardware, the online hype quickly collided with technical reality. Are you enjoying this analysis so far? Stay with us, because the actual limitations of this viral machine might surprise you even more than its price tag.